So I got my knee tattooed the other day, and I got cocky. I got cocky, Sophie. I used numbing cream. Boo me if you want. I don't really care. But I used numbing cream, and I was like, that didn't even hurt. Tell me why I woke up at 3 a.m. crying because the pain just hit me suddenly. Like a car. I was SoundCloud 9 in my cushy little bed, like, hee-hee, I'm so tough. I got a knee tattoo, full colour, shading, line work, done in a day, right? I woke up at 3 a.m. I felt like God had struck me down. Like Satan had come, shoved a pitchfork up my arsehole, going all the way down to my knee. I'm still hobbling like an old little lady hobbling down the street as I'm going to get my groceries, like, oh, hello. So this is just a personal service announcement, a public service announcement, a PSA. If you use numbing cream, you're not safe. You'll never be safe.
Do you know what? There's going to be so much hate for you for using numbing cream. I'm always really curious as to whether people agree with numbing cream or not. But here's the question, Yasmin. If you disagree with numbing cream, I will only speak to people that disagree with numbing cream who have had a tattoo in the past 5 years, because a lot of people get tattoos in their early 20s. They forget, right, how much it hurt. If you're now 30 plus and you're still getting tattoos, I know you're not, obviously, but if you're 30 plus and you're still getting tattoos, I want to know that you've had one in the past, like, couple of years.
In my defense, it's because my best friend is my tattoo artist and I can't be bothered to sit there and wince and cry because I just want her to get the job done. So I let her do it with numbing cream. And then I just cry afterwards. And I've got a knee tattoo in a day. I've got an underboob tattoo in a day, full shading and everything. So hate numbing cream all you want. I'm not paying more than one day sitting, buddy.
But some artists prefer it because they can get done quick without someone going, like that all the whole time.
I know. Let me know, guys, if you use numbing cream or not and why you do or don't. I'm curious.
I know some people say it can mess up the skin, blah, 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 blah. Here's the question for you, Yasmin. I think I already know what your answer is. Would you go under general anaesthetic to get tattooed?
I go under local anaesthetic to get tattooed, not general, because I get scared of being unconscious.
So what, you'd have local injections, local anaesthetic injections?
In the area, yeah.
But numbing cream is local anaesthetic.
Then yeah.
And welcome to On Wednesdays We Wear Black with me, Sophie Kay, and Yasmin Suman.
Hello, it is me with my wobbly little knee.
What did you get on your knee?
I got a peony on my knee. Do you want to see it?
Okay.
No one can see it except Sophie. But
people listening, Yasmin's got a big, oh, really, that's beautiful, that's big.
I know. I'm actually the toughest person you've ever met.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. So this week on Wednesdays We Wear Black, we're going to be talking about cancel culture. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not suddenly voting for Trump. And
I feel like
talking
you
about
can't
snowflakes.
Say anything about cancel culture without it being like, oh, cancel culture these days. Like, you automatically get put in the alt-right bin. And I get why. Because the amount of people who go, oh, cancel culture is terrible. I missed when you could say slurs.
Yeah, it's like, I remember when you could just go out and call people coloured.
Yeah, I remember when you could go around and punch brown and black people, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a time.
So, let's think of a different phrase for it, Yasmin, that we will refer to it as on this podcast going forward. Rather than cancel culture, maybe the internet got their knickers in a twist.
Internet insanity?
Internet, what do we call it?
Hysteria?
We'll think, yeah. Do you know what? If you're listening to this right now, send in your suggestions of what we can call cancel culture that isn't going to get us associated with being alt-right.
Please. We are not the type to be associated with the alt-right. We wouldn't last the day.
Well, people who listen to this podcast know that, but I might even reference people as snowflakes on this because just for funny. Just for funny, because why not?
Sophie, I'm so tired.
I'm taking the word back.
I'm reclaiming that.
I am reclaiming the word snowflake. But let's be honest, right? We all think it. but no one can say it. I feel like there are extremes on the internet where people are super right and people are super left, and they're sometimes a little bit, they get really twisted up about things that maybe there's more serious stuff in the world. It's like, maybe this isn't actually as serious. There's people getting killed out here.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes, and I guess it's like an extreme example, because sometimes people get angry about the right things. I don't want that to be like misconstrued, that we're just saying everybody on the internet gets angry for no reason. There's a lot of things that people get angry about for very valid reasons. But I could log on Twitter now and be like, oh my God, I love waffles. And someone would reply being like, so you fucking hate pancakes. So you think everybody who eats pancakes should die? So you think people who eat pancakes are lesser than people who eat waffles? And I'm like, no, I'm just hungry.
And do you know what? Here's the lesson that I guess we kind of talk about on this podcast, which, because it's interesting, because we have the Gen Z and millennial take, and we've kind of met in the middle, which I really, really appreciate and like. And I think sometimes the internet forgets that people in the public eye are human, and humans aren't all good or all bad. They're kind of, they're, sometimes you do get some people who are more bad or more good, but humans always make good and bad choices. You'll get somebody who is a serial killer who actually really likes animals and is kind to animals. You'll get people who are the nicest people ever, and yet if you catch them off guard in a supermarket. And so I just think sometimes we're a bit too harsh on judging artists in the scene. I really do.
I do. I think there is a scale to all of this. And, you know, not to go deep, but I was having a conversation with someone recently where I kind of pointed out that A, everybody makes mistakes. And I feel like if you can't hold yourself to the same standard that you hold random people on the internet, then that's not realistic. And
ooh,
also,
fact! Can we take a moment on that spicy fact? I love it, Yasmin.
And you also,
I've watched you grow up.
I know. I learned all this from you. And also, life is a revolving door. I love to watch people who pile on others on Twitter for no reason, no valid reason. Like, if someone's committed a really heinous crime, pile on them, hate on them, right? Like, that is objectively bad no matter what way you look at it. But when people pile on each other on Twitter for things that are, like, subjective, it's a revolving door. You can be laughing at someone's demise one day, and then the next thing you know, you're getting cancelled for something similar. You never really know. Never hold yourself to standards that you can't achieve yourself. Like, never hold other people to the standards you can't even achieve yourself. Especially artists. Like, people think that artists are superhuman, and they're like, they're above, like, normal standards, but no, they are just, especially dudes in emo bands, they are just random dudes. Like, they are idiots.
I think that's a really strong point, Yasmin, because no offense to anybody listening to this in your 20s, but in your 20s, you're not all there yet. You're still not all there. You're still, like, really susceptible to peer pressure, to everything that's going on around you. And sometimes you make decisions based on what your friendship group are doing, things like that. Like, you might use words that are wrong or whatever. You should be allowed to apologize for that if you genuinely mean it. I wholeheartedly believe in apologizing.
I think as well, as somebody who is now 25 and has a frontal lobe, being between the
congratulations.
Ages, thank you, frontal lobe just dropped. Being between the ages of 18 to 23 online, I can't take you seriously. And that sounds so horrible and so mean and so condescending. But I remember being between the ages of 18 to 23 online, I was so naive. I thought everything was just easy. Yeah. And like, why don't people care about this? It's so easy to just do this. And it's like, actually, life and issues are so much more complicated and layered than that. And if you think that solving an issue or solving a problem in society is so easy and that you could do it yourself, then do it. Like, the amount of people who will tweet at me being like, why haven't you spoken about this? Why haven't you done this? Why haven't you? Why haven't you? Or like, when band members, when people tweet band members being like, speak on this. I absolutely agree that people with large platforms who speak on moral issues should use their platforms to elevate other voices or speak on those issues themselves. But why aren't you speaking about it?
Exactly. Like, I felt like there was a lot of pressure during Black Lives Matter. I've spoken about this before. For me to speak about it as one of the only people with Black heritage in the public eye, when in rock, in the world at that time, actually. God, that's terrifying. I can actually say it in the world because I got so many calls from across the world to do stuff.
I remember that. I remember when everybody shipped you out as their token Black person, like, ah, let's go to Sophie K quickly, run. It was crazy.
And all, it was amazing how much, like, I was trying to also be an ally to people who were darker skinned at the time and trying to point out to people that actually, you know, I am light skin and there's people who are darker skin and we have to represent. It was a lot, but it was too much pressure for me. And so I didn't speak out about it online because actually the whole thing was too emotional. It was too painful to like, we literally watched someone die and everyone was, I was traumatized by that. I don't know about anyone else, but I know people were like, they were outraged, but I was legitimately traumatized to the point I couldn't talk about it.
Personally traumatized. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel the same with like trans issues whenever of it crops course. Up and like trans people die and everyone turns to me and goes, Yasmin, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just processing this right now. I don't need to speak on this issue just yet. I actually feel like in some situations as well, people ask band members and influencers and random celebrities to speak on important social issues. And I've got to be so honest with you. As somebody who does work in media and has some kind of political understanding at a base level, I don't want to hear what some random mommy blogger thinks about Palestine and Israel because she doesn't know anything about it, right? She will probably spread misinformation. And I don't blame her. It's not in her immediate line of knowledge. I mean, it's important that people like that with big followings share from voices of reason, but I don't need to hear what a food blogger thinks about the state of poverty in the UK. I really don't.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where we're at in the world at the moment. But I want to help a lot of our listeners because a lot of our listeners are quite young.
Hey.
But we also have listeners who are more like my age, who we just think we're young, but we're not. And so I want to go back in time to things that happened in the past that were so normalized. We're not going to go heavy with like sexual assault, like dating teen children type thing, or we just want to look at like things that would low key get you cancelled today, but actually whether they should get you cancelled in 2024. And we're going to look at that.
I went a bit stupid with mine, so I feel like yours are going to actually be really smart. Mine are just, I'm looking at them now and I feel embarrassed. Mine are stupid.
Well, I wouldn't expect any less of you, Yasmin.
Mine is so stupid. What the fuck? Yours are going to be so good. Go on. Do you want to start?
Okay, do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first one that I have on my list is the number one Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off a bat. So that is one of the most famous rock and roll stories. Let's be honest here. It's something that if you did it in 2024, you would 100% get done for. Animal cruelty, like, what the fuck? Bit the head off a bat. But do you know the actual story about what happened? I don't think a lot of people do.
Tell me.
So Ozzy was actually rushed to the hospital after the concert. Not a lot of people know that because he didn't mean to bite the head off a bat. It's like his biggest PR stunt that he didn't mean to do. So he had to go through 3 weeks of rabies shots on the road.
Oh, my God.
He said every night for the rest of the tour, he had to find a doctor and get more rabies shots, one in each ass cheek, one in each thigh, one in each arm. And he said everyone hurt like a bastard. So basically, what the real story is that not a lot of people know is there was a kid called Mark Neal who was 17 years old at the time. His younger brother found a bat, brought it home, thinking he could keep it as a pet, but it died. And so Mark's friends were like, oh, it'd be so cool to keep this bat in the freezer. So he put it in the freezer, you know, thinking this is really so heavy metal and rock and roll, and kept it until he had the concert to go see, Black Sabbath on tour.
Yeah.
So what he then did is he had this frozen bat in his pocket. Security didn't find it. He threw the bat on stage, and it landed right in front of Ozzy. And Ozzy saw it and assumed it was a toy. It was like one of those Halloween toy rubber bats. So he picked it up, went thinking, and realised what the fuck he'd done. However old this bat was, he bit the head off like a bat corpse that was super old.
How is that man not dead yet? That's very Birmingham coded. I'll give him that as a Brummie. That's very Birmingham coded.
And I love that he's become like this symbol of not animal cruelty, but
of being like heavy metal and doing like insane things at shows when like he didn't even mean to do it. Yeah.
And he didn't mean to do it. It was an accident. I love that. And when you know, like when you see Ozzy Osbourne in TV shows and podcasts and whatnot, I don't know if you listen to his podcast, it's so good.
I do.
It makes more sense. Makes more sense. So that is the story that got him like really high up, higher up in his career. Whereas I think in 2024, it would get you cancelled. I'm not saying that bands should start biting the head off dead animals.
Please don't.
But this is the grey that we're talking about, that you need to understand the bits in the middle.
So I think I misunderstood the assignment. I went for absurd things. Like, I went back and watched old metalcore music videos and was like, oh, someone on the internet. But here's the thing, someone on the internet would find a reason to cancel these bands for anything. Like, there's legitimate reasons to cancel some of these bands, but I went back.
What's your first one?
Do you remember when bands used to do live movies videos where, like, it would be raining? Like, Tears Don't Fall by Bullet for My Valentine, Final Episode by by Ask Alexandria. I thought that someone would definitely, like, if those were released today, someone would definitely comment being like, this isn't very eco-friendly. Where did you source the water from? This is a waste of water. There are literally people dying in other countries where they're dehydrated and there's no water left. And there's literally wildfires in some countries where they need water and you're literally just wasting it for a music video that nobody asked for.
Do you know what? When you started, I was like, how would that get you cancelled? And then as you started to speak, I was like, 100% someone would do that. I can see that comment on the internet.
You just know some like random 30-year-old dude would be like, children in Africa need this water more than you. And it's like, no, what the
no way
fuck?
It'd be 30-year-old dude. I'm sorry, that's Gen Z.
Okay.
That would be someone, that would be like a guy in his 20s, probably a crust punk.
Ugh, don't diss the crust punks. I like a crust punk. I respect that they never shall.
It would be like a back and forth argument with somebody else who's like, what the hell are you on about? And then, but the weird thing would be that comment would have 100 likes and you're like, who's liked this?
Have you noticed? Who agrees with this? Yeah.
That's what always ends up happening in these comments. I'm like, why is this one of the most liked comments? What is going on here?
Another one I had. Are you ready for my next one?
Mm-hmm.
So Attack Attack, you know, in their Stick Stickly music video that came out like over 10 years ago now. I thought if that was released today or any of those like generic metalcore / crabcore music videos where they all headbang in unison, I know someone would hop on the internet and be like, that's really dangerous. There should be a warning before this video because, like, if someone was to recreate you headbanging like that, they could break their neck. And I think it's really irresponsible for you to all headbang in unison and try and promote that when, like, if everybody tried to do that, someone would definitely break their neck and die.
And it's like, if kids are watching this and you're supposed to be someone that they admire and, yeah.
People love to say that. People comment on my stuff saying, kids can see this. And I'm like, they can't because whenever I do ads about anything 18 plus on Instagram or on TikTok, it actually limits the I have an age restriction where you can't see it if you're under 18. But people love to say that. What if kids saw this? What if?
What people if? Don't say that. People don't say that to porn on Twitter, though, do they? No, they're too busy wanking off to that.
What if you parented your kids so they didn't see that?
I mean, crazy concept. Okay, my next one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So this is a really interesting one. It is cross-dressing. Now, there were a lot of men who used to dress as women for different reasons. But in 2024, it would be cancelable, so no one would do it. But actually, a lot of the reasons behind why people did it were quite important to society. And I genuinely think that more people should be, I don't know, I think, and I understand why, I totally agree, because we do not want to make fun of trans people. It's not funny to make fun of trans people. But what I'm going to say here, right? Okay, so Queen, that I Want to Break Free music video. But then, of course, Freddie often dressed in drag. And apparently he took Princess Diana to a drag bar.
I love that.
How awesome is that? Gene Simmons, this blew my mind. I didn't even know about this. So he played a role for Velvet von Ragnar in the 1986 film Never Too Young to Die.
Really?
I'm not a Gene Simmons fan, but the man is pretty. I need you to Google Gene Simmons, never too young to die. Because
I feel like I'm going to get Gene Simmons conspiracy theories about how he's already dead, though. You know how you get those about like older rockers where it's like, did Gene Simmons die in 1995 and get replaced by an AI robot? This and more. Do you know what this reminds me of? When the creators of South Park walked the red carpet of some award show in the early 2000s and one of them wore a dress. And it was like a big thing back then. And everyone was like, whoa. And like, I don't think they were doing it in a way to mock trans people. I think they were just doing it because it was controversial for men to wear dresses back then, which was only like 20, 30 years ago, which is crazy.
Yes.
But I absolutely think you're right. We have progressed so much, but also so little in the past 20 years. It's crazy, isn't it?
Because Kurt Cobain used to wear a dress on stage and he said it's just because he found it comfy and he disagreed with societal norms of men can't wear dresses and like of who should wear what. Mm. And he was doing that. That is essentially what, not as a statement, but it's what a lot of people are doing in 2024. And I feel like sometimes those people in the early 2000s made fun so that in 2024,
we could embrace
more people. And so, and shout out to Dave Grohl as well, because he's always had a thing for dressing in women's clothes. He appeared as a plus-sized woman and in a pigtail wearing preteen girl in their video for Learn to Fly. I don't know if you remember that one. He put on lingerie and a wig for Low, their video. And he's expressed hatred towards homophobia. And he's done that like over the years. And I'll tell you someone else who's done it that people forget. And it's actually all been removed off online now. Rob Flynn.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was for a Halloween party fair. But which is, I don't know. I don't know what. So I guess making fun. Where is
it's
the line,
got serious
Yasmin?
For a second.
Yeah, I know.
It's
where is
serious.
The line?
Why did you take it so serious?
I'm sorry. Where
Boo.
Is the line, though?
I don't know. But what I will say is wearing something as a costume for Halloween and thinking it's funny is probably a bit problematic.
But what if you dress as a character? Like I dressed as Fred Durst.
Sophie, this is hurting my brain.
I know, right? It's like that. This is what I'm saying. It's like it's all a bit. It's very great. I think sometimes as well, because with rock, people are too scared to challenge things in case they get like if somebody wore a dress, would it be taken in the same way when Kurt Cobain did? I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. I think people would. Yeah, I have one. So do you remember when Paramore did the music video for Ain't It Fun and they tried to do as many world records in one day?
Yes.
The way that Twitter would have a fucking field day if Hayley, because at the time, if Paramore were at the stage that they were back then, now, and like they were still kind of coming into their own and experiencing mainstream success properly, right? Like, I think now we look at Hayley Williams and we're like, that is an icon. She's mother. She's the moment. But back then, people were still kind of a bit unsure about her and like didn't want to regard her as like the icon that she is. So I think people would have penalized her and Paramore for that music video regardless, because they smashed like, so the opening shot is like them smashing a bunch of clocks with guitars. You know, people would have been like, that is so wasteful. There are children in Uganda that could have played those guitars. There are children in India who could have used those clocks every day, could have carried them on their backs.
Yeah, they did it to Courtney Barnett. I'm sure they did. And the funny thing was loads of rock stars had to come up in her defense going, we've been smashing guitars for years. Why is it now a woman does it and all of a sudden it's cancelable? Because, yeah, people were doing that all over the internet.
I also feel like as well, the fact that they used like gospel singers in that song would get them cancelled now. People being like, wow, why did you use this from another
culture? Why are you appropriating
like,
culture? Yeah, that
I
would
know,
100%.
But, like,
yeah.
You know that's coming from a place of appreciation. Like, it's just, oh my God. Ugh.
People need to, sometimes some people need to realize that the appreciation line is different for different people within that culture. Like, I saw a great video of, a woman from, she was somewhere, I think it was in West Africa. Yeah, she was talking about how she loves seeing people in African dress because they're appreciating the culture. And I saw another woman who was talking about how much they love tourists getting braids.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people in India love to see people in saris and lehengas and like any kind of traditional Indian clothing, because it's like you're accommodating to the culture that is around you, you know? That's not to say that everyone should just bust out their nearest Indian
clothing.
Get back
in your box, Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani, please.
Please get back in your box.
I went to the Asian shop the other day. They didn't have no bindis left. You took all of them. Gwen! Gwendolyn, please.
Just because no doubt.
Rest of us.
No doubt are back. No doubt are back.
Gwen, please. We've had enough of you. Like, it was the way that she hired those little Japanese, or like East Asian girls to hang out with her the entire time. And there was some controversy. Like, please. Please let them go home. They have
families.
But you know what?
Do you know that was like a big fashion? And like, bindis were in Topshop, like, which was a high street store in the UK. It was like a kind of Forever 21 type thing. And bindis were there, like you wore a bindi. Everybody wore a bindi. It was a fashion. Because
bindi piercings are still a thing, and I have no idea why, because they just don't look right.
Piercings?
Yeah.
You need a piercing right in the middle of your...
Yeah, I've seen people with it. It just doesn't look right. It doesn't look good.
That...
They call them third eye piercings, but like, is it a third eye, or do you just look like you're wearing a bindi?
Interesting.
Okay.
All right, so my next one is one that I think is fair for getting cancelled, but I just thought it was really funny when I was researching it. So Danzig, who has really made a name for himself.
Right.
Obviously, a lot of people know him from The Misfits, but he's had a great solo career as well. Glenn Danzig told festival organisers that he wasn't going to play because it was too cold and he had a cough. He demanded vitamins, French onion soup, and a chicken sandwich from Wendy's. So the festival promoters negotiated with Danzig and his team for most of the day, ensuring that he would be provided with onstage heaters and an on-site doctor. Now, he was scheduled for a set time of 8:15 p.m. that night, and then he refused to take to the stage, citing the cold, his cough, and his anger with the pre-approved stage setup. He eventually relented and began the legacy performance to a booing crowd at 9 p.m. Now, the festival had to have a strict 10 p.m. curfew because the city ordinance, that's what they do. So, you know this isn't going to end well. The crowd's reception became positive when he started playing. Things like started to warm up. And it was then time for Misfits, and the time was 9:50 p.m. So in an attempt to pass the blame, he said to the crowd, "We want to do a lot more songs for you, but they're telling us we have to shut our power off in 5 minutes. Don't blame me. We came halfway across the country to play for you guys. Whoever's in charge, whoever you are, why don't you come out here and tell these people that you want us off in 5 minutes? You want to hear more, right? I guess they've never heard of a thing called a riot before." This is his words on stage. "But we'll play as long as they fucking let us." So, Misfits launched into Vampira and the power was cut off on the song finishing. So, he then refused to leave the stage for another 15 minutes and he tried to, like, rile up the crowd even more.
I'm speechless, by the way.
So, some, like, people started throwing bottles, but everyone was just like, "We're going to go home. We don't really want to riot." So the organisers of the festival...
How embarrassing is that to be like, "Riot, riot," and the crowd are like, "No."
They're mild. They're like, no.
And the crowd goes mild.
So the festival's called Fun, Fun, Fun. So they took a lot of heat. So even though the people at the show didn't kick off, guess who did kick off? The fans of Danzig online. And so they did that. And then the festival organiser, Graham Williams, went to Facebook and he explained the whole process and what had happened. But Danzig's also known for it because Sharon Osbourne recently said, because people were asking where Ozfest was, and she said, years and years ago, one of the bands, it was the second Ozfest we did, or the third, wouldn't go on stage until I agreed to give them $10,000 more, and they were holding everything up. And I said, of course, I'll give it to you. And she was saying that they don't make as much money as people think. And so because bands are becoming too difficult, she stopped it. And there's rumours that was Danzig. So, hilariously, I mean, I find Danzig hilarious.
Right.
But I think that would well and truly, you would end your career in 2024.
How did that not get cancelled at the time? That's like a generally terrible thing to do.
I think the scene has just kind of accepted that Danzig's a little bit of a... He's a bit of a diva. He's a diva.
Yeah.
And they've kind of just gone, oh, it's Danzig. Danzig doing Danzig things.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
And I say this from experience. So you know how, like, over the years, bands have dressed up in different costumes? Like Kiss, you know, they have the, like, face paint and stuff. And certain bands will, like, use body paint. And I say this because I saw, this is a real life example, I saw Sleep Token cancelled for this. Body paint and band members wearing body paint would absolutely get cancelled in 2024 because the amount of people who've said that Sleep Token, who black out their arms.
Yeah.
The amount of people who've said they're black facing is crazy to me.
That is like, because Wes Borland did it as well. From Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 21 Pilots. They have it on their neck, right?
Yeah, on their neck and arms. So, yeah.
Like, and it's like, I honestly think if you are trying to emulate a black person, that's what blackface is, in my opinion.
Blackface isn't just painting your skin brown. It's also like changing your hair texture, changing the features on your face, changing the way that you speak, the mannerisms that you have, the way that you dress. Like, it's a whole caricature. It's not just putting on snazzeroo black body paint. But also, that could be racist if that was your intentions. But it's clear that, like, it's not that.
Do you know what I'm doing right now? I'm not ignoring you. I am going... I can't even find it. I don't even know what his name is on social media. But I was trying to find Machine Gun Kelly's page. Because he's recently got his like blackout tattoo, right?
Blackout tattoo, yeah.
And I wonder if people have said the same thing to him with a blackout tattoo.
Oh, they definitely have. They most definitely have, for sure.
Okay. Very, very good. I like that one. Do you think, we are in agreement that we don't think people should be cancelled for using body paint in a, like, it's essentially like wall paint. What are you going to do? Go back and cancel people who use wall paint? Like, what is, there is a limit, there is a level.
There is a, context is so important. I feel like a lot of these conversations ignore the fact that, like, context and reading between the lines is crucial in this kind of situation.
Yes. That's it. That's the key. Like, it's reading between the lines. What's the grey? Where's the grey here? Okay, so my next one is Jimi Hendrix. I went deep on this one, right?
Okay, God, right. Let me buckle up.
So, did you know? I went really deep in this. Do you know? I think we've spoken about it before. There's like the FBI used to... keep documents on musicians.
They still did up until like Frank Iero. He's on the FBI. He was on the FBI watch list.
And do you know what? A lot of rock musicians were, especially in the 60s and 70s. In fact, one of the Monkees is currently taking the FBI to court to see the file that they had on them, and he wants to see the redacted parts. But this is an interesting one. So Hendrix was arrested for drug possession, and it became a whole court case. Right. So when he was asked about his drug use, he denied that he'd ever used heroin or amphetamines, but admitted to smoking cannabis and hashish. He also admitted that he had used cocaine twice and LSD five times. He testified that his cannabis use had declined over the previous year, stating, "I feel I've outgrown it." People assume that it was like a right-wing setup by the government to crack down on rock musicians because they think there was planting of drugs and all sorts. So that's pretty intense. But do you think in 2024, if he'd admitted to using LSD and cocaine, he would be cancelled?
Yes, because, and let me stay with me here because I have an argument for this. So I remember in like 2010, 2011, when like Zayn Malik started smoking and his fans were like, stop smoking for me, Zayn. And there's like a viral post of on Tumblr of this girl. It's clearly a lie.
What?
It's clearly a lie, right? There's a viral post on Tumblr and it's like a 1D confessions. And this person wrote in being like, I saw a girl give Zayn a stop smoking sign and he started crying and hugged her.
He did it.
I remember when Justin Bieber like had all those DUIs and stuff and people lost their fucking minds and there was the whole Cut for Bieber thing, which is obviously very triggering, and like if you look it up just know that it's to do with self-harm. It was a very dark time in the internet. But I absolutely believe that if a certain musician, not all musicians, but if certain musicians were outed as being like Taylor Swift, I have to be careful with what I say because I'm scared of her lawyers. Some time ago last year, there were rumors circulating on Twitter that alleged that she did coke. And oh my God, Swifties lost their mind.
Really?
They were like, what do you mean, Taylor Swift, my idle whittle baby, my weight of sunshine, my widdle idle greedy pup, my horse girly? What do you mean? She's never touched a drug in her life. And it's like, you're talking about a 30-something billionaire.
30-something billionaire who goes to high fashion parties and has to stay skinny. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm not saying, and I do not agree, I'm kind of anti-drugs, but I just, we all know it happens in the world. And I think pretending it doesn't is part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Frankie Aero, what happened with him?
So, not to do with drugs, but speaking of being on the FBI watch list, Frank Iero was put on the FBI. I think we could do a whole episode about bands put on the FBI wanted list or watch list or anything like that. But he got himself on the watch list, Frank Iero, for a Leathermouth song that said, I'm going to kill the president of the United States of America. And he spoke about that in an AP interview in 2009 on November 24th.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
I actually want to see now FBI wanted list rock stars.
Well, let's come back to that because we'll come back to it and we'll do it. We can do it on a different day. We can do an episode on that if you want.
Oh my God. There's a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
Guys, this is crazy.
But doesn't that show how rock isn't really that controversial anymore or impactful because we've stopped being on the FBI watch list?
I know.
Like, we've gone, I don't think that bands should be doing crazy stuff, but
I don't think bands should be putting themselves on the FBI wanted list, but I think if it happens, it happens. Like, you don't need awards anymore. You need FBI wanted lists. I don't want We Wear Black to win any more awards. I want us to be put on a watch list. I want MI6 to tap our houses. Are you kidding?
I do not want my house tapped. They would just hear me talking like watching reality TV and it would be embarrassing. Talking of reality TV, that is something that I think would get you cancelled in 2024. Have you yet, Yasmin, I know I've been banging on about this, have you yet watched Rock of Love?
No.
Oh my God. Do you know what it is?
It's like a reality dating show, kind of like Flavor of Love.
It's like Flavor of Love. Or if you've ever seen The Bachelor, very much like The Bachelor. So basically, Brett Michaels from Poison lives in this house and invites these girls to compete to become his girlfriend, essentially. And it's implied that he has sex with a lot of these women. There's a lot of sex workers that end up being in there. The girls end up like catfighting over Brett, and he does these like horrendous challenges. There are some comments that were made like about people's mental health, about all sorts. It is the most shocking television, and I think I think everybody who wants to cancel a band from the noughties for like doing whatever, like let's say, I don't know, whatever a band does that isn't punishable by law, it's not like something they'd be arrested for, go and watch Rock of Love and realise what the standard was and what these young boys were watching to learn about dating in the world as a musician. That's all I'm going to say. Because as setting an example, it was pretty intense. We need to post some clips of Rock of Love.
Oh my God, I can't stomach watching it. Just looking at Brett Michaels, no offense, isn't even hot enough to be catfighting over him. Come on, ladies.
He's in the show, probably in his 40s, and he's making out with these like 22-year-olds. And it's always
Ew.
These like, it's always these like really slow, wet kisses. You know when you see on television and people, it's like, it is brilliant, but horrific Ew. Television. And it reminds you what the early 2000s were like.
That makes me sad.
But it was the standard. It was the norm. Like that was kind of what was pitched in the world as the norm.
Speaking of the early 2000s, this is an absurd one, but hear me out, right?
So yeah.
I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, any Blink-182 fans, but The Rock Show is a song that they put out from the Take Off Your Pants and Jacket album.
Fell in love with the girl at the rock show.
And the music video, they spent all the budget just fucking around. And I feel like...
Brilliant.
Given, because everyone thinks of Blink-182 and like, oh, that's iconic. That's Blink-182, of course. But if Blink-182 were a new band coming up in the scene, like they were when they released that song... And they did it in 2024. The amount of people who'd be like, oh my God, this is such a waste of money. Oh my God, this could have gone to something better. Oh my God, you could have done something creative. Why didn't you hire like a video director and do something fun? Oh my God, this is so overdone. And it's like...
Do you know what? Do you know what people would have picked up on? I feel they would have gone like, because you know, they help a homeless guy and they give him some money and get him a haircut and all that kind of stuff. I feel like in 2024, people would be like, you're feeding the trend of people going online and using homeless people for clicks. And I really think it's wrong to use homeless people for clicks.
Stop.
But they were the OGs. It. Maybe they invented that trend. I don't know.
Maybe we owe it to them. But yeah, I feel like that would get cancelled now. I just, in my gut, I know.
That would 100% get cancelled. But 100% get cancelled. Okay, I've got another one for you here. Would this be cancelled, do you think?
Okay.
So, Metallica, biggest band on the planet. But basically, the band love bacon. And apparently, bacon, they told some of their performances that bacon was very important and should be available at every meal of the day.
No, but this is so valid. Continue.
And they also required a $5 million insurance policy per gig. Alcohol was not to be served before or during the show, and a total of 16 banquet tables ranging from 6 to 8 feet long for backstage during their 2004 arena. This is allegedly. I am here for that, but I feel like in 2024, people would complain because they'd be like, you're wasting bacon and pigs dying.
I mean, yes, but the whole pigs dying thing, I get that. But I feel like having good catering, especially for your staff and like all the crew members, isn't a bad thing.
I feel like it's that just trying to make everybody happy. And I know if they've got vegans, maybe they had vegan bacon too. I do not know. But so we endorse that message.
Do you think our rider would get cancelled? I think it would. I sometimes look at our rider and I'm like, people would think we're weird because people don't realise whenever me and Sophie do gigs, we have a rider. And our rider, do you want to tell them our rider?
Isn't it like
waters, four Red Bulls and four non-alcoholic beers? It would get cancelled because it's fucking boring. There's some people who are like, I want this specific brand of this and I want da 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 da. And me and Sophie are just like, Red Bull, non-alcoholic beer and some water. Cheers.
We're so boring. Cheers. We would get cancelled for being boring.
Like rock and roll, but I just want Red Bull.
And yeah, do you know what? I'm maybe we should just start adding things to our rider.
I think we should try and add the most absurd things ever, like a really niche thing. Like I want a little to go bag. Lidl is a store in the UK. I want a little to go bag. I want a small lamp from IKEA.
Yeah, no, we are going to get ourselves. No. We cannot be
I
called divas.
I want one singular blueberry.
We cannot be called divas. Can you imagine? I think people already think I'm a diva, but I'm like, no, I'm just autistic and a bit blunt.
I just have autism, actually. Would you believe?
Actually, would you
just
believe?
On the spectrum. Okay, I have one for you. Maybe this is me reaching, but every time I think that, I'm like, no, someone definitely would do this. So, you know a music video that sticks in mind? Because I saw it on Scuzz TV and Kerrang all the time when I was growing up,
uh-oh.
Which are TV stations in the UK that played rock music videos. Kind of like MTV, but for emos.
MTV 2.
It Never Ends by Bring Me the Horizon. I used to see that music video on TV all the time. And I know...
What happens in it?
I know. It's where he's in the hospital van and the zombies and the zombie nurses are chasing after him. And they're like, the zombies are chasing after him and he's going, it never ends. And they're all running like that, right? In the music video, chasing after him. I feel like, because that song is meant to depict mental health struggles and struggles with addiction and how it never ends. And even when you think you're getting better, you're not. I feel like, given the fact that people cannot read between the lines and contextualize things, someone would go, wow, so you're making a joke out of mental health. So you're fetishizing mental health. So you're getting sexy nurses to dress up like zombies because you think mental health is a joke. So you're using zombies because you think this is just some kind of like movie. Like, you think overdosing is a joke. And it's like, no! No!
Can you imagine My Chemical Romance? You know, in the video where he's got the hospital gown on?
Oh my God, no. Do you know what? The one, I think, is it Helena?
Black
the one
Parade.
He's in war. And I know someone would be like, this is so insensitive to veterans. God no,
forbid! Helena's the dancing ballerina in the church.
And someone would say, this is appropriate in ballerina culture. Did you? Why didn't you pay this X amount of ballerinas? Like, I just can't.
I love it.
I feel like we're so cynical these days. I love it.
My last one, Yasmin, is people getting naked on stage. So
yeah, like flashing boobies as well. And like people throwing their boxes on stage and stuff like that doesn't happen anymore.
Courtney Love got naked on stage back in the day. Rage Against the Machine, famously, you know, naked on stage. There were loads of bands that just used to get naked on stage as a kind of rebellion. I think Red Hot Chili Peppers, all sorts. And there's now this thing I saw the other day. I don't know where I stand on this. I genuinely don't know where I stand. I'd need to speak to the guys in Bad Omens. But somebody in the crowd flashed their boobs, right? Their breasts. They were on someone's shoulders. They lifted up their top. They flashed their breasts, which has been a thing that people do at shows, right? And the comments were all... I'm sorry. Oh my God. I'm big bad here. But I guess it is illegal to flash, right? It's illegal. But the comments were all saying, you haven't asked for Noah's consent for him to see your breasts. Which is a valid point. And I don't know where I stand on it. All I know is I think it's very funny. I do know where I stand. I can't say anything on it because I think I'll get cancelled myself.
I will quote from the interview that we did with them on our podcast where they basically said that people infantilize them and say the band wouldn't be okay with this. Like, they're so uncomfortable with this kind of behaviour. And it's like, unless Noah Sebastian himself speaks out and is like, hey, someone flashed me a show and I'm not comfortable with that, then I don't really know. As long as you're both consenting adults, get freaky with it. But if you're not both consenting adults, don't get freaky with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the band have no problem with it, because some bands egg that kind of stuff on and like slay, whatever. Some bands don't really. As long as you're not weird about it and you're not like in his face with your breasts.
Touch. I think touch is a lot, like people grabbing artists very, very wrong. But flashing some boobs from a distance? I mean, I'm a bit free the nipple anyway, so I'm like,
But
rock stars getting naked on stage, look away. I don't know, it could
like
be kids at the show.
We're going to get cancelled for that.
I know.
Someone's going to be like, it's promoting a certain type of culture. And I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Anybody under the age of maybe even 21 should not be getting their boobies out at a show. But if you're like, I've seen old women flash kiss.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of fucking rock and roll. I think that's kind of sick. Someone's grandma flashed her fucking brassiere at Gene Simmons when I went to go see Kiss. And I was like, you know what, babe? Slay.
That's, do you know what? I think it's pretty, because people used to flash their bra, which I think people wear bras now anyway. And I think it's just pretty badass. I don't know. It just feels like when you went to a show, things were, I don't know, a lot more.
I feel like Bad Omens
free.
Could never be like, oh, you can flash us, by the way, because it would get them cancelled. But I feel like any band who is like, yeah, do it, like, would get cancelled. But I know some of them wouldn't care. I don't know.
Who doesn't, like, boobs are really pretty things.
I love boobies.
I don't care if you're a straight cis woman. I don't care if you are, I think everybody, any gender, any not gender, everybody loves boobs. They're just beautiful things. And I think...
One thing about me, I love a fat rack, I do.
I don't know. I'm not encouraging flashing boobs. I am not, because I don't think you should do it at shows, because I think your own consent, blah, 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 especially if you're under 18, blah, 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 20, under 21. Just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't,
I feel like it had its time and its place, and like for certain events it makes sense, like a Kiss show or an old rock show, but maybe we leave that in the past.
Maybe just we leave that, agreed.
There's no right answer, because even if we were to argue for or against it, it just seems a bit weird.
It does seem a bit weird now, like I wouldn't do it, and I think all of the fans that did it back in the day have probably grown up now.
The only time I've ever thrown my bra on stage is for my friend's gig.
Yeah. But people did that all the time. Bras on stage was a thing. And it was just like, it was how many bras a band could have at the end of the show. That wasn't something that was, oh my God, controversial. That was just standard, hilarious stuff that now, and there's going to be stuff today that you are doing if you're listening to this and you're young and you're going to shows. There's going to be stuff that you're doing that in the future, people will, that's just the world. It evolves. And so you can't always judge by the time, always. You've got to see some grey. Do you know what? Can I add a couple more videos to yours as we end?
Go on.
Movies by Alien Ant Farm.
Okay.
Which was very popular. That's like daytime thing. And it had a couple sitting in the cinema and she reaches into the popcorn bucket, which is on his lap, and then slaps him. So insinuating that his penis is in the popcorn. And which is just weird. Another one, Stacey's mum. 100% that video, that would be cancelled. That whole thing would be cancelled.
I feel like I can't remember what music video it was by Fall Out Boy, but the one that contains Kim Kardashian would get cancelled.
Yes! That was Thanks for the Memories.
Yeah, I think.
That was Thanks for the Memories, yeah. I'm 98% sure. Thanks for the Memories, and because, it had a chimp in it as well.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And Damn. Kim Kardashian. That was fun. I enjoyed looking at that. I want to hear people's opinions. Please do get in touch with us.
Even if you think we're violently wrong and want to yell at us, our email is wewearblackpod@gmail.com, and you can do that. Or you can message us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @wewearblackpod everywhere. I'm @YasminSubanX on everything if you want to yell at me.
And if you want to yell at me, it's @IamSophieK. And don't forget, my words of wisdom this week is that opinions are not static. They are things that evolve and change. And so we've expressed our opinions now to laugh today. You might disagree with us. We could change our mind and say sorry a week. It's just the way of the world.
My words of wisdom are, instead of flashing boobies, flash another shirt underneath. I think that would be so much funnier if someone's like, and it's another shirt. I'd be like, that's so stupid. I love it.
That would be fun. Okay, instead of, what about bras? I think flashing bras is, no.
No,
we're not encouraging it.
No.
We're not encouraging it. I'm just missing my youth. Okay. You were listening to On Wednesdays We Wear Black. Please rate and subscribe so that we can keep doing what we do. Special thanks goes out to the Nova Twins for the badass music and Wargasm for the killer screams. See you next week.